starting with the halachas of the Seder. We start with Kadesh. Shulchan Aruch says that the person should prepare the table beforehand in order that he could start immediately when he comes home, but not before Tzeitzei Kechavim. The Mishbura adds, Kishatech Shach, not before Tzeitzei Kechavim. We do not want the children to fall asleep. And the mitzvah is Begato the Bincho, so we want to start as early as possible, so everything should be ready. But you can't start before Tzeitz. Rav Avadya does talk about that, at least for that B'shas HaTzchak, a person could actually make Kiddush beforehand. He understands that the Dinam Tosefes Yom Tov, based on the Sephardi postgame, he feels would allow a person, at least B'di'evad, to make Kiddush before Tzeitz HaKachavim. In general, Kiddush can be made before Tzeitz HaKachavim, but the mitzvah of Dalakosis is tied to the mitzvah Korban Pesach, which, according to the Ashkenazim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, seems to read, which that has the dafka belayla, so it doesn't have the same din of Tosefes Yom Tov, which normally allows a person to make Kiddush early. Okay, so a person has everything ready to go. What type of wine should he use? So preferably the halacha says he should use red wine, unless the Ramah adds, unless the white wine is better. The Minhag HaSfaradim, according to Rav Avadya, is even if the white wine is better, it's still we should use red wine. The Mishnah Berurah does add in a place where it's red wine is going to feed into the ignorance and the foolishness of the goyim around us, and for the blood libels, obviously we would not want to use that. It's better not to use yain which is mavushal, Mishnah Berurah points out. In regards to using grape juice versus wine, so there's a famous piece from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says that since, in general, grape juice is not considered the same as wine for the purposes of Kiddush, but by Leil Pesach, the Gemara talks about the concept of Cheirus. Cheirus requires, the Gemara holds an alcoholic content. That's the Gemara's Pesach. Just want to point out that Rav Shlomo Zalman held not like that, that there's no problem using grape juice. The same thing, Rav Menashe Klein, Rabbi Yashiv seems to say, said the same as well. They do point out that using grape juice from concentrate would be problematic. I just want to clarify that point. They're referring to buying grape juice, which is totally made from concentrate. That is questionable even what the bracha is, whether the bracha is, because you're diluting it with water. Nowadays, our dilution ratio is not the same of Chazal's, because our wines are much weaker, especially grape juice. But a grape juice, which the predominantly is regular grape juice, and you've had some grape juice concentrated added to it as well, that's not a problem. So the person is going to be doing the mitzvah of the dalakosis, and the dalakosis have to be drank in the haseva, have to drink about haseva. Baseva, it's more in the Rishonim already, the Baseva has to be that it's a person doing it with a form of their Cheirus, a person leaning in a way where he's not getting support. The example with Rishonim give is one example, but the leaning person leans away which doesn't have support, it's not the act of Baseva. So a person will be leaning, if he has an armchair, he should be leaning on, at least onto the armchair. Preferably a person should lean in such a way, especially if he doesn't have an armchair, that he's leaning towards the back of the chair as opposed to leaning out onto his left side into the air. He would adjust his body that his left side is leaning towards the back of the chair and he has support. So that's considered derech eiros. So you want to make sure that you have that available. If you have a car, if you have pillows, etc., to make it even better, a person can do that, should have it ready to go beforehand. So a person is about to make Kiddush. He has to have a kais. The kais has to hold a revius. Now, the amount that you have to drink, normally the law is a person has a kaisal bracha, the amount the person has to drink is Mole Lugmov is assumed to be Rav or Revius, but that really is actually subjective depending on the person. What's unique about the night of Pesach is that the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings the opinion of the Ran, etc., which says that over here, even if the kais is larger, if the kais is larger, instead of relying on Mole Lugmov, Rav Revius, we would want a person to possibly drink the whole kais, or at least rev of the kais. So the larger your kais, the more you're going to have to drink, which is different than you normally have. And at this point also, I do want to point out that the minhag of the Sephardim, Rav Avadya
Rabbi says, Yachi Yosef says, he's not to be machmer on that, that a person can drink a revius even if the kais is larger. So you want to use a kais, but according to Ashkenazim, you want to use a kais which is not too large, because you want to fulfill the law of drinking kola kais or rebe kais. The larger the kais, the more you're going to have to drink, and that's going to become a burdensome upon the person. So you want to use a kais which basically is just about the size of a revius, slightly larger, but not much more than that. Okay.